B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Dalet. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Hoyso gavoya me'esrim amo. And as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, that means the airspace within the sukkah is more than 20 amos, then the sukkah is possible according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachomim. So what happens when you have a sukkah that's the airspace is more than 20 amos, ubo lemato, and you want to minimize the airspace, but instead of lowering the schach, you try and raise the floor level. That should have the same consequent. However, he doesn't build an extension to the floor. He doesn't put cement and stones in a fixed and permanent way, because that would clearly be okay, because then the floor of the sukkah has been raised, and now the airspace between the floor and the schach is not more than 20 amos. But what this person did was ubo lemato bekorim v'kistos. He took some pillows and some cushions and things like that, and he put them on the floor in the sukkah, and he was going to trample on top of them for the duration of sukkahs, in the hope that this would be perceived as if the floor has been raised, and now the airspace is less than 20 amos high. Says the Gemara, lo yhav miut. This is not called miut. You have not succeeded in minimizing the airspace of the sukkah. Afal gav debotlinu lekulu. Even though you verbally expressed your intention of nullifying these korim v'kistos for the duration of the entire sukkahs, where you said, I am not going to remove them, I'm going to leave them here for the whole sukkahs, nonetheless, mishum debotlo daitoi etzel kol odom, such an intention is irrelevant. No normal person takes cushions and pillows and nullifies them in order to be used as a raised floor. And even if this particular person is going to do that, we give that no relevance whatsoever. It's as if the floor is exactly where it was, with just some pillows on the floor, and the airspace is still considered as being higher than 20 amos, and the sukkah, and it's still possible. But that's all regarding korim and kistos. And there, even if you explicitly and verbally is mevatel, it doesn't work. Botlo daitoi. Now, what happens if he's not taking something as useful as korim v'kistos? He's taking tevin, straw. Straw has its uses. It can be used as firewood, it can be used as animal fodder. He's taking straw and ubitloi. And he's explicitly saying, this straw, I'm intending to nullify it and leave it here on the floor of my sukkah for the entire sukkahs. Then everybody agrees, have a miut, that's okay. Korim v'kistos, that wouldn't work. But for straw, that's fine. The kolchkein offer ubitle, even more so if he takes earth and stones and he's explicitly is mevatel it there. Of course, that's sufficient, and we view the floor of the sukkah as having been raised, and the sukkah is kosher. Now, till now we've discussed korim v'kisos, and we've discussed tevin, and we've mentioned offer. Now, there's four different levels of nullification or lack thereof. We've mentioned bittul, where a person explicitly verbalizes, I am intending to leave these items, whether it's the korim v'kisos, the tevin, or the offer, I'm intending to leave it there for the whole duration of Yom Tov, of Sukkos. That's the highest level of bittul. There's a level under that, and that he's not explicitly verbalizing his intention to be mevatel, to nullify it, but he has no intentions whatsoever of removing them from there. That's the next level down. The next level is called stum, which means I haven't thought about it. I'm going to move them. I'm not going to move them. It's there for now. It's there. He hasn't given it much thought. That's called stoma. And then you've got osid lefanoisei, which is the least level of bittul. It's actually not bittul at all, where he actually explicitly intends to remove the items from the floor of the sukkah during sukkahs. And we now have to understand, with korim v'kisos, tevin, and offer, what's the halacha in all these four categories? So as we've said, if it's korim v'kisos, it doesn't matter, even the highest category of bittul, we said botlo daitoi, and it's not considered as nullified, and the sukkah is possible. In the case of offer, which is the least important, it's not even like straw that has its uses, it's just stones and earth. In that case, then if he explicitly intends to move it during Yom Tov, then everybody agrees it's not called bittul. If he explicitly is mevatel it, it is called bittul. If, however, he didn't explicitly mevatel it, he didn't intend to move it, it's just the two categories in the middle, that he's not intending to move it, or possibly he hasn't given it any thought, and he may move it, he doesn't have explicit intention to move it, he may move it, or he even intends not to move it. But he wasn't explicitly mevatel it. We're going to see that's going to be a machlokes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi. According to the Rabbonon, it's not considered bittel. According to the Rabbonon, it's only bittel if you verbally express your intention of nullifying it there. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says it's bittel. Regarding the Tevin, that's this middle stage where it's not valuable and useful like Korim Mekisois, but it's not as unuseful and invaluable as earth and stones, it's the straw, it's the tevin. So there, if he explicitly is mevatel it, everybody agrees it's bottle. If he has intentions of moving it, and even if he's just stoma, that means he doesn't have intentions of not moving it, that's the lower two levels, everybody agrees it's not bottle. Because the tevin does have some uses, and if you haven't explicitly got an intention, at least, of not moving it, it's not called bittel. If you explicitly amavatl it, everybody says it is bottle. If it's not explicitly nullified, but he has no intentions of moving it whatsoever, it's ein osid lefanoisoi, or more accurately, his intention is not to move it, but he's not verbalized it. There again, we have a machlokes. According to the Rabbonon, it's not bottle. According to Rabbi Yosi, it is bottle. And now we're going to see this inside. Teven ubitloi. In the case of Tevin, of straw, where he explicitly is mevatel it, everybody agrees, have a miut, that it's considered as if the airspace has been minimized, the sukkah is kosher. The kolchkein offer a bitloi, and it goes without saying that offer, earth and stones, that if you're mevatel it explicitly, that it's okay. Tevin, ve'ein osid lefanoisoi, in the case of straw, it's not as invaluable and insignificant as earth, it's straw. Ve'ein osid lefanoisoi, and he's not explicitly mevatel it, but he's not intending to move it, or he's intending not to move it over Yontav. V'ofor, and earth and stones, which not only if ein osid lefanoisei, but even stum, even if it's just stum away, he hasn't given it much thought, he's got no intentions one way or another, in both those cases, or more accurately, in all three cases, in the case of Tevin, v'ein osid lefanoisei, ofor, ve'ein osid lefanoisei, and offer stam, in those three cases, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanon. As we're going to see, that none, we learnt in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Ohlois, and we know there's a halacha that if you've got a piece of a corpse of a dead person, then if there is a tefach of airspace above, between the corpse and the roofing on top of it, the tumah stays within that area and does not penetrate the ceiling, does not penetrate the roof and go all the way up to the sky. If, however, there is less than a tefach, that's called a tumah retzutza, it's a squash type of tumah, and there the tumah goes all the way up. The question is, if you had an airspace and this person tries to minimize the airspace by filling the space with either straw or stones and pebbles and earth, then we have the same discussion as we have here in Sukkah. And what does it say there in Ohlois? Bayis, if you have this home, this house, shemil'uhu teven, you filled it up either with teven, with straw, or it's sreiris, or stones, which has the same status as ofor, earth, ubitloi, if you explicitly will mevatel it, mevutl. It's considered nullified, and the airspace is no longer considered as airspace. Bitloy in, but that's only if you explicitly mevatel it. Loy bitloy, if you were not explicitly mevatel it, even if it's ein osid lefanoi, so he has no intentions of moving it at any point, nonetheless, loy, it's not called bitl, the airspace is still considered as being air. And that's the Tanakam Vitonya lo. And we learnt regarding that, that Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi argues with the Chachomim. Rabbi Yosi says that in the case of Tevin, ve'ein osid lefanoi, so that in the case of Tevin, where he has intentions not to move it, he has not explicitly been mevatel it, but he has intentions of not moving it, harehu ka'ofor, then it's got the same status as earth and stones, which is either ein osid lefanoisoi, or even stam, which means that even if he doesn't have intentions not to move it, he just hasn't got an intention, he has to move it, and Rabbi Yosi holds a bottle, it's nullified. Afar v'osed lefanoise, but even earth and stones, if he has intentions to move it, then hareyu kastam teven, then it's got the same status as straw, which is stam, which means straw, that he's not got intentions not to move it. And there everybody agrees, v'loy bottle, that it's not nullified, and the airspace is not considered as filled. So this was the first of the halachas that were discussed in the Beis Medrash. And Rashi brings here, the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that we're now going to have a Daf of a Gemara, which is just lots of different statements which they were discussing in the yeshiva regarding the sukkah. That was the first one, regarding somebody who wants to be mamayit, wants to minimize the airspace of the sukkah by nullifying either korim kisois or teven or offer to that space. Now another halacha. What happens if the sukkah was more than 20 amas high, there was more than 20 amas of airspace between the floor and the schach? However, there's leaves that are suspended, that are being held by the schach, which is too high, and some of the leaves are lowered, are inside the area, lower than that area, then it's within the area that would make the sukkah kosher. The question is, since these are just leaves hanging down, can we say this is schach and the sukkah will be kosher or not? And the content of the Gemara, the words of the Gemara is betoy chof. It seems that you have to have schach within the airspace of 20, but that may not be so accurate. It could be that as long as the airspace is not more than 20, then it's still kosher. And this is something we learned in Erevin Daf Gimel, and there's a Tosus there that speaks about this Gemara. So the halach is as follows. Im tzilosom merubah mechamosom ksheira. If these leaves in and of its own, that means if you could totally disregard the shade that's being offered by the leaves that are too high, and you only focus on the schach, which is the right height, the kosher height, and the amount of shade that schach, the kosher schach, is offering, is the shade is more than the light that's coming through, tzilosom merubah mechamosom, then it's kshera, it's kosher. V'im lav, if however the kosher section of this schach would be letting more light in than offering shade, as we saw in the first Mishnah, one of the conditions of a kosher sukkah is that the schach, the kosher part of the schach, has to have more shade than light. And so if the leaves hanging down within the kosher area of the sukkah has got more sun than shade, than psula, then it's posel. What happens in a similar case? We also learned in the Mishnah, the minimum height that is the area, the airspace within the sukkah has to be kosher, is 10 tfachim. So what happens if the schach is just above 10 tfachim? And there are leaves hanging down from the schach into the airspace, into the area within 10 tfachim of the ground. Sovar Abaye Lemeimar, Abaye was thought to say that im chamosom ruba mitzilosom kshira, as we said before, if the amount of shade that these leaves that are coming down into the area too low is not offering, that means the shade is not more than the sun, which means that this area of schach in and of its own would not be considered kosher schach, we can disregard it. If we can disregard it, then it's not considered as if it's schach less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it should be kosher. Omalei Rava, however, Rava said to Abaya, that's not the case. Because it could be that even though the part of the schach that's inside the airspace, the 10 tefachim off the ground, is chamosom ruba mitziloso, is not offering enough shade, nonetheless, it could invalidate the sukkah. It could passel the sukkah. Why? Because a person has to be able to dwell and live in a sukkah. And a sukkah, the minimum height that we know that a person can semi-comfortably live in it is 10 tefachim high. And if you're going to have these leaves hanging down, irrespective of how much shade they offer or don't offer, it becomes a repulsive type of dwelling. It's uncomfortable to dwell there. Ve'ein adam dor b'dira srucha, a person does not dwell in a repulsive area, and therefore, even if the amount of shade that this schach is offering is negligible, it's almost nothing, nonetheless, it will render the sukkah as posel. Continues the Gemara. Hoysa Gavoya me'esrim amos. Again, you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high. The schach is more than 20 amos away from the ground. Ubono bo itztaba. And this person is now going to build a platform, a proper platform. No issues of bittel here. He's not using pillows and straw. He's building a platform, a solid platform with cement at the base of the sukkah. Then it depends. There are three different places that you could build this platform. A typical sukkah has got three walls, as we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. So you've got three walls, the fourth wall is totally empty. Now, you could build this, the platform, at the end. That means along the entire middle wall. As you've all got Gemaras open, you can see the diagram in the Gemara, that the platform is covering the entire middle wall, and the sides, that means the part of the two walls on each side, which are adjacent to that middle wall, I've also got this platform reaching it. That's one place you could build the platform. Another place you could build the platform is on one side. That means you could build the platform on one of the walls, partially covering that middle wall, but not in any way coming into contact with that third wall. And then there's a third place that you could build the wall, and that is in the middle of the sukkah, not attached to any of the walls. So we're going to discuss the first two. If it's Kenege Doifen HaEmtzoi, if he built the platform flush with that middle wall, Al Pnei Kula, covering the entire middle wall, that means the widths, the ends of this platform are touching the two side walls as well. V'yesh bo hechshur sukkah. And this platform in and of its own has the minimum required area needed for the minimum sukkah, which we'll assume is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So for all intents and purposes, the area above this platform is a kosher sukkah. The floor is less than 20 amos away from the schach. There's a full three walls of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and it's kosher. Kshera. Umin hatzad. What happens if you built the platform on the side? And as you see in the second diagram in the Gemara, and if you build it on the side, then the area on top of this platform will have a maximum of just two walls. That's not enough, because the other walls are too high. They are the distance between the schach and the floor is more than 20 amos. So the Gemara says, "Im yesh misfas itzba lekoisel." If from the edge of the outermost edge of this platform till that wall, the wall that's too high, if the distance is dalad amos, is a full 4 amos or more, then psula, indeed it's possible, because then that wall is not related and associated to the area on top of the platform, and then the area on top of the platform only has two walls, and it's possible. Pochis mi'arba amos. If, however, the area between the edge of the platform and that wall that's too high is less than 4 amos, in that case, kshera. The sukkah is kosher because we associate that wall, that faraway wall, the wall that's too high, we associate it to the area on top of the platform. It's as if that wall, the top of that wall, reaches the point on top of the edge of the platform, and then we can associate that wall to the area on top of the platform, and the sukkah's got three walls and it's kosher. Maiko Mashmalon, what are you coming to teach us? That was the question. What's the chiddush here? Are you coming to teach us the Amrinon Doifen Akuma, that there is such a concept called a bent wall, that virtually speaking, as long as it's not more than 4 amis away from where you need the wall, then we use this concept of bending a wall, which is what we're doing here. We're taking a very tall wall, more than 20 amis. We're, so to speak, curving or bending the wall towards the platform. And then we can pretend that the top of that wall is flush with the edge of the platform, and therefore the wall is associated to the platform, and the area on the platform is kosher. That we wouldn't need to say that. Tanina, we've already learned elsewhere in a Mishnah we're going to learn later on Daf Yud Zayin, that Bayis Shenifchas, if you have a ceiling in the middle of a room in a house, and the center of this ceiling, you removed the ceiling, however they did that, V'sikeichal gabov, and you put schach over the area that you've removed in the middle of the room. Im yesh min akoisel lesikuch, if the part of the ceiling that's going all the way around the schach, if the area between the wall of the room and the schach is Dalad Amis is four Amis or more, then Psula, the sukkah, is possible because the schach is in the middle and there's no walls associated to the sukkah. Ha'pochis mikan. If, however, the distance between the edge of the schach and the walls is less than four Amis, kshera, it's kosher. How can it be kosher? There's an area of schach there which is just under four Amis. Not an area of schach, there's an area of ceiling just under four Amis wide, which is posel schach. How can the sukkah be kosher? The answer is doifin akuma. There's halacha leMoshe miSinai that the wall, if it's up until four Amis, you can perceive the wall, virtually speaking, as being bent, and therefore it's as if the wall is flush with the schach and it's kosher. So since we already see from there on Daf Yud Zayin the concept of doifin akuma, what are you trying to teach us here in the case of the platform that if there's less than four Amis, it's kosher? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the element of Chiddush is here. Ma'odotema, I may have thought Hosom, in the case of the house, hu dechazio ledoifen, as far as the height is concerned, the walls are fine. They're not too high, it's not more than 20 amas, it's just it's too far away. So we can use doifen akuma to bris, virtually speaking, to move the wall closer. Aval hocha, but in this case, that third wall, dechazio ledoifen, in and of itself, the wall is too high. It's not fit to be the wall of a sukkah. So you're using doifin akuma not only to bring the wall closer to the platform, to the sukkah, rather, you're also intending to minimize it, to make it a kosher wall. Eimeloi, I may have thought in that case, we don't use the concept of doifin akuma. Komash malon, the chiddush is that even a wall that's too high, we're allowed to use doifin akuma to bring it closer to the platform. Once it's close to the platform, so to speak, then the wall is associated to the area above the platform, and it's a kosher sukkah. And now we're discussing the third case. Hoysa gavoya mi'esrim amo, if the sukkah was more than 20 amas high, ubono itztaba, and he built such a platform be'emtza'isa, in the center of the sukkah, not attached to any of the walls, then im yesh misofa, Misfas itztaba, ula doifen, arba amis lechol ruach v'ruach. If on all four walls, the distance between the edge of the platform and the walls of the sukkah are four amis or more, then psula is possible because you have no walls associated to the sukkah. Pochis mi arba amis, kshera. If, however, on all four sides, you've got less than four amis distance between the wall and the schach, in that case, we say doifin akuma on all four sides, and it's kosher. Asks the Gemara, "My kumash malon, what are you trying to impress on us? Domrin on doifin akuma, you're trying to tell us that we use the concept of doifin akuma? Hainuach, it's exactly the same as using it in the case where the platform is on the side, where it's only flush with two walls. You need a third wall. You use doifin akuma for the third wall. So why should it be different here?" Says the Gemara, there is an element of chiddush here. Ma'odotema, I would have thought doifin akuma miruach achas omrinon. This big chiddush of being able to, so to speak, virtually speaking, bend a wall, bring it closer, make it lower, so to speak, then you can do that on one side. Okay, we can be okay with that. Aval kol ruach v'ruach, but to do that on all four sides of the sukkah, or all three sides of the sukkah, which you only need three sides. Bloy, I may have thought that you cannot do that. Komash malon, that's the chiddush here, that even on all four sides, we use the concept called doifin akuma. And now the Gemara continues with the next question. Hoysa p'chusa mi'asara tfochim. You had a sukkah that had less than 10 tfochim of airspace between the schach and the floor. V'chokak bo k'dei la'ashlimo la'asara. And he decided he was going to dig into the floor of this sukkah in order that the distance between the schach and the floor would be at least 10 tfochim. However, he didn't dig down and lower the entire floor of the entire sukkah, because then there would be no question. What was the issue? That he dug an area in the middle of the sukkah and that area did not actually reach the sides of the sukkah. So you had a type of a step going around the sukkah, and from that step up until the schach was not far enough, it was less than 10 tfochim, but then there was a step down into the lower part of the sukkah, which the walls were not adjacent to it, and from there, the schach was high enough. So the halacha is, im yesh misfas chakak ulekoisel. If that step, if the distance between the outer edge of the hole going down and the walls is 3 tfachim, then psula, then it's pasul. That means if it's 3 tfachim or more, we do not associate those walls with the area that's been dug in, and the sukkah is pasul because it's a sukkah without walls. Pachos mishlosha tfachim. If, however, it's less than three tfachim, then ksheira, it's kosher. And this is a very global halacha that we know. It's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim called lovud, that any two things which are within, which are less than three tfachim away from each other, are, so to speak, annexed to each other. We look at them as if it's one, we look at it as if it's extended. So if that step, which is not low enough, is less than three tfachim, we look at it as if it's been dug down with the area that was dug down in the middle, and then the walls are associated to the area which is dug down, and the sukkah is kosher. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Hosam, why over there, when we were speaking about previously, the Omras Pochis Mi Arba Amis, when it came to Doifen Akuma, when the wall was too high, and you made the platform in the sukkah, and you wanted to associate the wall that was further away from the platform to the platform, then you said, as long as it's less than 4 amis, we say Doifen Akuma. And Maishna Hocha, and over here, when it comes to associating the wall, the outer wall of the sukkah with the area that's been dug down, the omras poches mishleisha tfachim, and you say that it's only kosher if it's less than 3 tfachim, not less than 4 amis. Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hosam over there, the asya ledoifen, any wall which is 10 tfachim and more is considered a wall. Even if it goes all the way up to the sky, it's considered a wall. It might be a wall that's not necessarily kosher for a sukkah in and of its own because it's too high. And as we discussed before, there's an extra element that even then we say that we use Doifen Akuma. But at least it's called a wall. If it's a wall, it's a Doifen, then we have the halacha that Doifen is Akuma. And Doifen Akuma is, so to speak, a bent wall. The halacha of Doifen Akuma is up to 4 amis. And since it's Asya LeDoifen, it's considered a wall, Pochis Me'arba Amis Sagya. If it's less than 4 amis, we say Doifen Akuma. Hocha, however, here, where the wall is not even 10 tfachim high, Leshavya Doifen, we actually want to make it, we want to create that status called wall. In order to do that, you haven't got Doifen Akuma, because it's not yet a Doifen. So, Pochas Mishloisha Tfachim, since you don't have a Doifen, you cannot use the Aloch L'Moshe Mitzrayim of Doifen Akuma. The only other Aloch L'Moshe Mitzrayim, which is global, is Lovud. So less than 3 tfachim, we use the concept of lovud, that less than 3 tfachim is insignificant, it's as if the wall is adjacent to the area that was dug down. Then if pochas mishleisha tfachim in, then it's okay. Eloi, if it's not less than 3 tfachim, loi, then it's too far from this ditch, and the sukkah remains posel. Continues the Gemara, the next halacha, hoyso gavoya me'esrim amo. We have a sukkah that was more than 20 amas high. So in the cases we learned before, we raised the floor of the sukkah, and that way we tried to make the sukkah kosher. What he did here was that he didn't try and raise the floor and use the existing walls of the sukkah. What he did here was ubono bo amud. He built a pillar in the middle of the sukkah. Shahu gavoya asara tfachim. The pillar itself was 10 tfachim high, and the area at the top of the pillar was 7 by 7 tfachim. V'yesh bo hechsher sukkah. It's got the area of a kosher sukkah, 7 by 7 tfachim. So sovar Abaye lemeimer. Abaye wanted to say that this person, the sukkah itself, of course, is not kosher. The schach is much too high. But what? This person wants to sit on top of the pillar, and the distance between the top of the pillar and the schach was not too high. Was okay. The problem is, if you sit on top of the pillar, you might have an area of 7 by 7 tochim. Where are your walls? So Abaye said that there's a concept called good asik mechitzta, which means that in a virtual sense, we could assume the wall, the outer edge of this pillar, to be stretched and extended upwards. That's called good asik. We extend the edges of this pillar upwards of this wall. And this virtual type of extension, this virtual type of wall, will act as the walls of the sukkah. And since it's wide enough, 7 by 7 tvachim, you have these virtual walls because the pillar itself is 10 tvachim high, it's called a mechitza, and therefore we can extend it upwards, and it will be kosher. Amalei Rava, Rava said no. Rava said, ba'inon mechitzois hanikoris v'leka. Rava says that you can only use the concept of good achis mechitza, of extending walls, only in a case where, at least within the walls, that you can tell, it's recognizable. For example, if you're in a house, and the house has walls, and then you go onto the roof of the house, and you want to extend the walls of the house upwards to make a virtual type of walls, then we can consider good asik mechitza. Because at least those walls that you're extending upwards, inside the house, they are discerned. One can tell they are recognized as walls. Then you can use good asik mechitza. But when you just have a pillar, which is a solid pillar, inside the pillar is nothing. It's solid. And to use the outer edges of a solid pillar and use it as good asik mechitza, that Rava says we don't do. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Noat arba'a kundesim. If somebody took 4 poles, v'sikich al gabon, and he put schach on top of the 4 poles, Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chachomim poislim. It sounds very interesting. Where are your walls? We know that you need to have at least 3 walls in a sukkah. He's taken 4 poles, 4 corners, put schach on top. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. We'll soon see why. The Chachomim say there's no walls here. It's possible. So now we're going to have a machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, what we're talking about. Now we're assuming that he put those 4 poles on a rooftop. The question is, where on the rooftop? Did he put it on the outer corners of the rooftop? Or did he put it in the middle of the roof someplace? The difference will be that if it's on the outer corners of the rooftop, we could consider using the walls of the house, the home itself, the house, as extending upwards and somewhat becoming a good asik. But if it's in the middle of the roof, there's no walls to come up here. And in that case, it would be more challenging to use good asik. So Omar Rav Huna said, Machlekes, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim is al Sfas Hagag, is only when you put the poles on the 4 outer corners of the roof. The Rabbi Yaakov Sova, Rabbi Yaakov says, Omrin on good asik mechitzta. Here you say good asik, inside, this is on top of a house. Inside the house, the walls are nicker, you can tell, and therefore those walls can be virtually extended to become, so to speak, the walls of the sukkah. Rabbonon Sova, Rabbonon say, Lo yomrin on good asik mechitzta, you don't say good asik. Avol be'emtza agag, but if you were to put these 4 poles in the middle of the roof, far away from the outer walls, divri hakel psula, everybody would agree that this sukkah would be possible because it's 4 poles, there's no walls here whatsoever. Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Nachman says, be'emtza hagag machlekes, that when you put these 4 poles in the middle of the roof, there's still this machlekes. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, and we'll have to see why. And the Rabbonon say that it's not kosher, that it's possible. And now the Gemara is asking that Rabbi Nachman, who says that they're arguing in the middle of the roof, are they also arguing on the edge of a roof? Be'emtza agag machlekes, according to Rav Nachman, are they only arguing in the middle of the roof? Avar al sfas agag, but if it's on the outer edges of the roof, divrei hakel kshera, everyone will say it's kosher, everyone will say we say good asik mechitzta, according to Rav Nachman. Or Dilma, maybe no. Bein bezu machlekes. Maybe the according to Rav Nachman, they're arguing also in the middle of the roof, and also on the sides. On the sides, there'll be the same argument as we saw according to Rav Huna, whether we say good asik or not. And in the middle, they'll be arguing on something else. We'll soon see what they're arguing about. The Gemara says, Teiku, we have no way of resolving this. We don't know whether Rav Nachman held that Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim were also arguing at the edges of the roof or only in the middle of the roof. We have to let that stand. Says the Gemara, we're now going to ask a question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that the Machlekes is on the edge of the roof, that according to Rav Yaakov, we say good asik, according to the Chachomim, we don't. Meisve, the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rav Huna. We learned in a brisa, Noat arba kundesim. If you put 4 poles, you stuck 4 poles, ba'oret, not on the roof of a building, in the middle of a field, on the ground. And this is clearly similar to being in the middle of a roof. There's nothing underneath these poles. There's no walls that you could extend in any way. V'sikich al gabon, and you put schach on top of them. Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chachomim poislim. So the Braisa says explicitly that Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, the Chachomim says it's possible, the same machlekas. V'ha'oret, on the ground, it's ke'emta agagdomi. It's similar to being in the middle of the roof. V'kom machshir Rabbi Yaakov. And what did we see from Rav Huna? Rav Huna says that be'emta hagag divrei hakel psula. He says that there, even Rabbi Yaakov agrees it's possible. We've got a question with this. The Braisa says explicitly that Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher even in the, on the earth, not on the edge of a roof, and therefore it's similar to the middle of a roof, and nonetheless Rabbi Yaakov says kosher. Tiufta de Rav Huna, tiufta, indeed it's a refutation against Rav Huna from this Braisa. Now the Gemara is asking another question, v'oid, that from the fact that the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim are arguing on the orets, which are similar to the middle of the roof, and the Braisa doesn't say they're arguing when you put the poles on the edge of a roof. So what could we determine from there? That there's no machlekas on the edge of a roof. And this again is contrary to what Rav Huna says. Be'emtza hu depligi, they're only arguing if it's on the earth, which is similar to the middle of a roof. Avra sfas hagag, divrei hakel kshero. One would assume that if it's on the edge of the roof, everybody agrees, even the Chachomim will say that it's possible. You say Gudasik Mechitzta. Leimateva tiufta de Rav Huna. Betarati, maybe this is a second refutation against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said explicitly that on the edge of the roof, according to the Chachomim, it's possible. So the Gemara says no. Omelacho Rav Huna will say no. Pligi be'emta agag v'hu adin al tzvas agag. Even though the Braisa is talking about on the Oretz, which is similar to the middle of the roof, that doesn't mean they're not also arguing on the edge of the roof. The reason that the Braisa over there is talking about the earth, similar to the middle of the roof, is in order to impress on us that Rabbi Yaakov, who says it's kosher, not only does he say it's kosher when it's on the edge of a roof, where you say good asik, but even in the middle of the roof, or on the oretz, Rabbi Yaakov also says it's kosher, but afilu be'emta agag nami machshir, it's still kosher, even though you don't have the concept of good asik mechitzta. We're going to get there soon. But so far, that's what the Gemara says. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, noat arbo kundesin ba'oretz. Now we're trying to understand this, Rabbi Yaakov, that he takes four poles, you put them on the earth, and four corners, there's no walls in sight, there's no building in sight, there's no house in sight, he's not putting it on the roof or the edge of a roof, nothing, he's putting it on the floor. V'sikech al gabon, and he's putting schach on top of them. Rav Yaakov says, and this is where Rav Yaakov is explaining to us how it can be kosher. Where are your four walls? Or where are your three walls? He says, Royin kol she'ilu yechkeku v'yechloiku v'yesh bohem tefach lekan v'tefach lekan nidoinin mishum deyumad. So what does that mean? It sounds complicated. It's very straightforward. We're talking here about a round pole. And this round pole, we're going to do a virtual exercise to it. First, we're going to cut off the rounded part of it. We're going to square it off. Okay, so let's pretend that you've taken a round pole, you've made it square. This square is now a tefach by a tefach square. Let's do another operation. Let's, so to speak, virtually speaking, carve out of this and turn it into an L-shaped beam or a corner post, an L-shaped, carve out the bit in the middle, so you've got, so to speak, a tefach in one direction, right angle to it, another tefach, so it's like a right-angled corner piece, which if you position it in the corner of the sukkah, it could be a tefach of one wall. For example, a tefach, if you take the corner northeast, and you put this L-shaped pole there, then you've got a tefach of north, in the northeast corner, and a tefach of east on the northeast corner. And you do that again, and the southeast, you put another one of these poles. So you've got a tefach on the east wall, on the southeast corner, and you've got a tefach on the south wall of the southeast corner. And you do this on all four corners. So you've now got a tefach in each direction in all four corners. Every corner is called a diyumad. Diyu is two. Mud is like an omud, is two poles, so it's like you've got a tefach of each wall on each corner. So that's what it means. Royin kol she'ilu yechkeku. The first virtual type of operation we do is yechkeku, we carve it, we square it out. And then v'yachloiku, and then we split it. We take the square block of this pole, and we make it into a right-angled corner piece. V'yesh b'en, on each side of this corner piece, you've got a tefach lekan, a tefach lekan, a tefach on each side. Nidoinin mishum diyumud, we say it's got the same status as diyumud. V'imlav, if there isn't a tefach on each side, because the pole wasn't large enough, wasn't wide enough, ein nidoinin mishum diyumud, you cannot use it as diyumud, and the sukkah will be possible. Shehoya Rabbi Yaakov Oymir, Rabbi Yaakov said, diyum de sukkah tefach, even though this concept, when we learnt about it in Erevin, about this corner posts around a pit, around a boyer, where it was an issue to take the water out of the boyer to the area next to the boyer, because the boyer is a Rishus HaYochid, the area next to it wasn't, so they would put diyumdin around this pit, around the well, and there each side had to be an ummah on each side of this corner post. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, that's as far as Erevin is concerned, every side of this diyumud, of each of these poles, has to be an ummah. But with regarding sukkah, one tefach is enough. That is why Rabbi Yaakov, that is the concept that, according to Rabbi Yaakov, allows you, if you have on four corners of the sukkah a diyumud, the sukkah is kosher. The Chachomim argue and say, no, achi yushtaim kilchos on ushlishes afilu tefach, a sukkah needs to have three walls. There's halacha l'moshe Sinai, the third wall could be just a tefach, and we're going to learn about that at great length later on in the Masechta. But you've got to have two proper walls, each being at least seven tefachim wide, that means being walls of the minimum area of a sukkah. And if just to use diyumdin, according to the Chachomim, does not suffice for sukkah. And that's why they said, if you put these poles in the middle of the roof or on the earth, then they will not make up the walls of a sukkah, and it's possible. And the Mirat Hashem in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.